businessman Sipho Pikana is taking Absa to court for removing him from its board. He's accused the bank of bullying tactics and argues that the decision to fire him as lead independent director and remove him from the board is unlawful. Absa released a statement yesterday saying its board had resolved to remove Pikana as the director with immediate effect after a meeting on Tuesday at which the businessman was asked to address their view that he was derelict in his duties and failed to act in the interest of the bank. Let's bring in Langa Matonto now. Langa Matonto to chat to us about what their reaction is. He's the deputy president at the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professional. Langa, thank you so much for making time. I think this is the latest setback for Absa. It's lost two CEOs already over the past 3 years, including its first black CEO in Daniel Minele, and it's really been facing increasing scrutiny of its leadership culture. This latest squabble with Sipho Pikana doesn't help the bank, does it?
Good morning, Kevin. I think you are right to say that there have been some tumultuous activity that has happened at Absa, and I think of paramount importance is that we always want to ensure that when discussing the issues of financial services, we highlight its significance in the role it plays in underpinning the economy. And yes, this is another setback, particularly because we always want to ensure that nothing undermines the public standing and the credibility of the institutions, in particular the banking system, for its relevance in our economy.
Yeah, so the businessman says the board presented him with a 48-hour notice that he must resign as a director due to his court action against the Prudential Authority. And he says these are just bullying tactics because he was merely exercising his constitutional rights to approach the court, and he's not even seeking relief against Absa. So he feels he's being punished for taking the regulator to court.
So, again, I think we emphasize the fact that we are still considering all the facts as they play out in this scenario, considering what has been put into the papers by the regulator, as well as by the chair of Absa, as well as Mr. Pikana himself. And I think, again, we are of the view that fundamentally everybody should have been looking out for what are in the best interests of the bank. And because of the matter that this is still an issue that is subject to, I think we are still going to issue a statement with regards to our view with this, but we are still waiting to see how this plays out.
What do you think this means for the stability of the bank?
I think Absa is an important institution within the South African landscape. And I think we understand where it sits in terms of its significance to delivering financial services and driving financial inclusion. And we think that matters relating to governance and matters relating to the credibility of the institution are not issues to be taken lightly. And we hope that going forward, the bank will garner the stability that it requires. We have great confidence and faith in Mr. Silo Moloko, who has been elected as the chair and has proven himself as a credible leader of business and is a past president of APSIP. And we hope under his tenure, there will be greater stability within the institution.
All right. Langa Matonto, thank you for making time. He's the deputy president at the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professionals.